Okay, so I watched the whole thing. It was something that we need to definitely talk about. Okay, so you said you didn't say anything bad. I hope I didn't. I don't think I did. Okay, but just do me a favor. Please share that I'm on, man. It's 36 of y'all here. This is not a normal number, you know. Hold on, let me take a sip of my tea too, okay? All right, let me go to this definition. I want to start off with a definition first. I got a lot of windows open, so let me start off with a definition. How about that? And I really need to share that I'm on myself. Please do me a favor, y'all. Can y'all share that I'm on? I would gladly appreciate that. All right? I just knew it. Hold on. There we go. Right here. All right. Now, let's really, really pay attention here, right? And y'all know how much my disclaimer. Yes, yes. Disclaimer. My disclaimer. A lot of y'all from all different parts of the world. Oh, I should show y'all all the people that be watching. I mean, South Africa, Italy, Spain. I looked at the demographics. I'm like, God damn, it's in damn near everywhere. I wish the views showed it, but a lot of y'all watching. But anyway, with that being said, my disclaimer, right? Y'all know how much I love everybody. You know, I got a lot of love for the Caribbean people. I got a lot of love for everybody. Y'all already know how I am. But it's time to put a lot of y'all in y'all place. So some of y'all may not. Y'all know my mouth is fucked up, so I try to be as nice as possible, but it's hard for me to be nice. I'm not that nice. So, but I don't care if you feel bad. We just have to just put some things in perspective. So that's what I'm going to do the best way I can tonight. So let's start off with the definition, right? What is the definition? I got so much shit up. Culture. A lot of them say that we don't have culture, right? So what is the definition of culture? Please press one if y'all can hear me clearly, please, because I don't want to yell. All right, just please press one so I make sure I'm good at this tone. Thank you. Culture. Number one, it says the arts and other manifestations of human intellectual achievement regarded collectively as a collective. Okay, let's keep all of these things in mind. Two, the customs, arts, social institutions, and achievements of a particular nation, people, or other social group. Culture. All right. There's a lot of good arts. We done created so much. We're going to skip that. Let me go, hold on, let me take my time, all right, let me work through this, okay, where we at, and y'all really got to bear with me, because I want to show y'all, it's a lot of notes. I didn't practice this shit, just put it together, and here the fuck we go, okay, hold up. I guess the title scared some of y'all. Yeah, don't come up in here tonight. All right. This is just a something like, and there's more, right? So we talking about culture, intellectuals. And let me say that again. It's going to be a slow build-up, y'all, so relax, okay? The arts and other manifestations of human intellectual achievements regarded collectively, all right? So just remember, as a collective of people in here in America, right? All right. All right. We're going to get this stuff out the way. This is like, all right, refrigerated trucks invented by Frederick McKinley Jones in 1940, okay? African American. This is African American, right? And there's more to it, all right? Y'all know there's hundreds and hundreds of more of us that this is culture. This is something that everybody is utilizing right now. I mean, I have notes too, or just a few bullet points, but I touch on a little bit of what I said, and I said that even to this day, right now, there's people from other countries that don't even have elevators, or it took them a long time to even get one. It's probably in a little city building somewhere where it's modern. A lot of these places still live like they're in the 1800s today. I was going to use a lot of imagery today, but what I'd rather do is make y'all use your imagination. I don't want to go there because I really went there, but I just deleted it. And I said, you know what? I'd rather just say some of it and just let you give your own imagination. So I don't want y'all to think that somebody's trying to play anybody, but we have to put y'all niggas in y'all place. If this does not, if the shoe does not fit, this is not for you. If you are not one of those immigrant, ungrateful motherfuckers, this is not for you. This is for the ungrateful cousins of ours. We all family, right? Remember, we black, right? We black when it suits everybody, right? So this is for our ungrateful fucking cousins. What's up, cuzzo? Okay? And we're going to have some fun tonight. Hopefully, this don't end in a bad way, but we have to shine some light. Automatic elevator doors invented by Alexander Miles in 1888. The Haitian Revolt ended on 1804. Y'all haven't had an elevator there probably since. I know y'all do now. I'm being a little bit exaggerating and a little bit of a dickhead. Why not? We was already being innovative before 1804, too. We even during more of slavery times, the cotton mill, it was a lot of things that the slaves had invented. They already made houses, you know, they built everything. So let's just look at literally a couple of decades out of slavery and what was the American niggas, Negroes, the lazy bastards, what was we doing literally after we got free? We build. Remember that. It's places that's not even where a lot of y'all come from that still live like slavery just ended and have not done anything to it yet. And some of y'all have the nerve. I'm not even going to get hyped tonight. I probably will, but I'm going to try to keep my, y'all know, like my, I can, you know, my octave and shit. I get all, you know, tight and shit. So I'm going to try to make this cool as possible because I don't hate you. I don't hate none of y'all, but we have to put y'all motherfuckers in y'all place. Because now I let you stay in my house. I let you come over. I went through hell to get you over here. Now you just fucking up my crib. You know, changed the motherfucking blinds in the back room now. Like you putting plastic on my couch. You know what I mean? You putting my forks and spoons where they don't supposed to be. Don't come in and rearrange my shit. And act like this is your crib. Let's continue, though. We're going to continue. Y'all give me 1 second. I'll do. Everybody, listen. Look. Yeah, get your feet off my couch, nigga. Y'all do me a favor. I have to do this. Ro Brown, Wagwan King. See, that's what I'm saying. Y'all know I love all y'all. I have to do something. You know what? I would just, you know, I'm gonna leave it. I'm just gonna edit some things when I'm done. Cause I need shit. I got to end this and come back. I gotta end it. I'm coming right the fuck back. I have to do that. And I'm gonna start over again, but I need y'all to come back. So I'm sorry I got to delete this and I'm coming literally right back. I promise y'all. So please work with me. Just thank you. I have to delete this and I'm coming right back. All right? I love y'all. Bring your ass back because I'm going in tonight. All right? Bye, nigga. I got you. But it have you saying? Wait. Oh shit, it deleted it. Ah! Damn it.
Because in your culture, it's majority black.
Yeah.